Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No team wants to go 1-3 on the year. No team does. But let's say for some reason the Baltimore Ravens go 1-3. Mm-hmm. They have the Texans, the Rams, and the Bears all at home. In the midst of that, there's a bye. Then they go to the Dolphins, then to the Vikings, then to the Browns. And then they have the Jets and the Bengals. And all. You see that stretch that I'm talking about there, Ed?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a bad stretch. For this football team, it's not. You don't want to go 1-3, but it's not a bad stretch.
The rest of the season isn't a bad stretch after this week.
But let's say the Chiefs go 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to the Jaguars, winnable game, right? But then they have the Lions, a rivalry game with the Raiders. Then the Commanders, Jaden Daniels probably healthy back then. Then they go to the Bills, to the Broncos. Then they have the Colts.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. No one wants to go 1-3, but just because you go 2-2 doesn't mean your season is back on track. It all depends on who you are. I think 2-2 has a better chance of putting the Ravens back on track than it does necessarily putting the Chiefs back on track.
100%. I mean, you mentioned you talk about the Bills. They've got. After the Ravens, they've got the Lions. I'm going to point out the better teams. The Lions, the Commanders, the Bills, the Broncos, the Colts. I don't know how the Cowboys are going to be. The Texans, the Chargers again. And then you got the Broncos and the Raiders. And the Raiders twice, haven't faced them yet. So you have all these divisional games coming up. The Chargers already beaten them. The Chargers have won 3 games in the division already. So the Chiefs have a lot of work to do to catch them.
Yep.
And they're facing a lot of good teams here right now in the rest of the season, not the second half, the next 3 quarters.
Yeah, going 2-2 doesn't get the Chiefs out of the woods. And I'm not saying it's automatic, but going 2-2 for the Ravens, they have 3 straight home games. Again, Texans, Rams, Bears. Then, and again, there's a bye in the midst of that. And then they go on the road on a Thursday night game, Dolphins. Then after a long stretch off, Vikings. Then at Cleveland. Then home versus the Jets and the Bengals. I mean, it's just 2-2. Could really get the Ravens out of the woods a lot easier than the Chiefs.
Yeah. After this week, this game, I don't want to. I'm not going to blue sky this, like, because they're still beat up badly with injuries, so they may not have a great season. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how this game turns out. But the real biggest challenges that are coming up with them, I believe, are the Rams. But it's a home game, so you get them at home. So you got the Rams. And you got the Packers late in the season in Green Bay. And, you still play the Steelers twice, Bengals again twice. You haven't faced them yet. But I think the Ravens they have a very winnable schedule, going past the Chiefs.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Right now, Ed, at 1-2 between these two teams,
mm-hmm.
who, because these two teams represent the elite of the AFC, the upper echelon of the NFL in terms of regular season teams. Who's the more disappointing 1-2 team? Gotcha.
Let me think about that for a second. Let's see. I mean, obviously, we're very disappointed in the Ravens. Very disappointed.
While you're waiting, let me jump.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They've lost it. I mean, but the Chiefs have lost to the Chargers. And go ahead.
No. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, I'm just looking at who they've lost to. The Chiefs have lost to the Chargers and the Eagles in two close games.
Right.
And then they curb stomped the Giants. So I would say the Ravens are the more disappointing team because the Chiefs, you're going to lose games, and they lost to two playoff teams. I mean, the Chargers, I think, win their division. The Eagles are Super Bowl champs, the reigning champs. They lost to both those teams. They lost them both by one score. So I'd say that the Ravens are the biggest disappointment just because of the way they're playing.
Can I make a case for the Chiefs being the most disappointing?
Please do.
Because the Ravens have lost on the road to Buffalo. See, we're looking at how they lost.
Yeah.
The Ravens lost on the road to Buffalo, and they lost to the Lions. You're talking about two powerhouses in the NFL over the past two or three seasons. The game in which the Kansas City Chiefs won, it was an ugly football game. A game that you could arguably say they shouldn't have won against the New York Giants. A game that the Giants basically gave them. Well, the Ravens' win against the Browns was utter dominance. A Browns, the same team that came back and beat the Green Bay Packers,
yeah.
Proof that the defense was stellar. So I think in terms of both teams lost to very good teams. Very good teams that you shouldn't be ashamed of losing to. However, the quality of wins, in my opinion, goes to the Ravens because they completely dominated a Browns team that came back and beat the Packers, and you struggled against a Giants team. Now, albeit, I think the Chiefs were on the road against the Giants.
They were.
You could argue that.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want to make a case for you, the Ravens are the most disappointing. They had a big lead against Buffalo, so I guess that would make it the most disappointing, the fact that they had that game in hand against Buffalo and ended up losing it.
And that one, and the Lions game, they just got bullied.
Yeah.
That was not that's not a Ravens team I'm used to seeing where you get out physical by – they never get out physical by anybody. And that happened. The Lions just they did whatever they wanted with them, just literally pushed them around.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Week four, NFL season seems like unlike any other sport. It goes so quickly. You are after this week, we're going to be a traditional quarter of the way through the season. And I say traditional because 17 games kind of take that away, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes so quickly. And I'm looking at this team against the Chiefs. On the road, injuries, man.
The injuries are devastating. There's no doubt about it. They're just absolutely devastating. And it's been – there's certain ones that are just – they're all important, obviously. Likely's very important. He's a great player. They're all important. But there's a couple here that stand out to me that are just – they are absolutely crucial to what the Ravens do. And to me, that would be Ricard and Madubuike. Because Madubuike is so important to the defensive line. He really is. He gets a lot of pressure up the middle. He actually produces sacks. He's the anchor of that line. And then Ricard gets that running game going. Nobody knows what the hell he does because he doesn't carry the ball. But if you watch him, he just takes on, he kicks out whoever's on the edge, defensive end, outside linebacker. I don't care who it is. He's better. I have not seen many people beat Ricard. And he allows, it's the way it goes. He runs out. He kicks out. The guy's got outside contained. And Henry runs inside him, behind his back. And then it's off to the races. And we don't have that right now.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Crofton and get Pete. What's up, Pete?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to share my perspective about the disappointing between the two Chiefs and the Ravens. Well, I was going to say that with the Chiefs, we already were kind of shocked a little from last year. So you already began to see a slight decline in the Chiefs' performance from the Super Bowl. So I'm not that shocked coming into the new season. But I think the Ravens overall, agreeing with you guys, that the Baltimore Ravens were the most disappointing because the higher expectation of the draft, the free agency that came in, we picked up some nice pieces, and they already had us possibly winning the Super Bowl this year. So I would say Baltimore also the most disappointing.
Who had us winning the Super Bowl already?
Well, just some of the consensus. I don't know how legit they were, but when I would read various sites that I would say,
No. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just asking for clarification. I didn't understand.
Well,
what
they were the preseason number one in the power rankings,
right? Yeah. That's what I was asking. Is that what he was going by? I wasn't disagreeing with him. I'm just asking for clarity. Thanks a lot for the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So he's saying that the reason why the Ravens are the more disappointing team was because of preseason expectations. But who was the other team that they had winning the AFC?
The Bills.
Exactly. And that's what they lost to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's why, again, we can be very disappointed because how they lost these games, and that's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't be. But what I am saying is, you know, they lost to the two teams that many people thought could win their conference. Yeah, people thought the Ravens, and there's many people thought the Bills could too. On the NFC side, a lot of talk on the Lions, upseeding maybe the Eagles. So look at the teams you lost to. Great football teams. It's just the way you lost that just sticks in our craw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.